Welcome to the gospel meeting. We're glad you're here. And there's different reasons for making decisions in life, isn't there? And when we read the Word of God, we find out so many interesting things about the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. And the Lord Jesus was one that came to the earth for a specific purpose. And would you just think about this a minute right now? He came because he was thinking about you. You are so important to God. And there were times when the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on the earth, and he would do a miracle because there would be somebody that they had leprosy and their hand was falling off, or there was some problem they had and they just wanted to come to see Jesus. But they had a real purpose to find out about Jesus. And there were sometimes thousands of people that would come and follow after Jesus. But you know, there were some that came just at the end of the crowd. They're like, I wonder what's going to happen with Jesus. And there were some that said, I want to get close enough that I want my life changed by Jesus. So tonight you're here because you have come on an invitation, or you've come because you want to get close to Jesus. And that is a really good reason to be here tonight. So when we preach the gospel, we want to be able to give people information from the Word of God that will give them the best available information so that they could find Christ as their own Savior. That's for each of us tonight, because God loves you very much. So we're going to read in the Word of God and find out some information tonight. And the first one is going to be in the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is a prophet, and he wrote about Jesus coming to the earth over 700 years before he ever came. And listen to this, even if you don't have a Bible, just listen to what is written. Verse 6, Isaiah 53 and 6 says this, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, laid on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. I'd like to look in the book of Luke. There's going to be three more chapters we're going to look at, just some verses and some thoughts. We're going to look at Luke chapter 13, and what does it say there? Well, this is what I have. Luke 13 and verse 24. This is what Jesus is God that came on the earth. He is the incarnate one. That means he took on a human life and he came for the purpose of dying on the cross. But this is what he said. Verse 24, strive. That's a different English word. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. I'd like to look at another verse, and that would be in a couple of verses in Luke chapter 15 and verse 1 to verse 7. Luke 15, verse 1 to verse 7. Now here's a setting. There were these people called the publicans. The publicans were tax collectors, and they were not fair. They were what we call today rip-off artists. They were scammers, fraudulent. They were not people you could trust. And this is what it says. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. They came to hear about Jesus. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured. They're going, hum, 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 hum. Look at Jesus over there saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And Jesus spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, layeth on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. We heard about that last night, repenting. more than over 99 just person which need no repentance. And now just one more verse in Luke 19 and verse 10. Luke 19 and verse 10. Again, this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus, when he talked about himself, he never said, I am God. He never said about himself being, I am the Son of God. He referred to himself in a very humble way. I am the Son of Man. And he said this, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The lost. So there's a few scriptures tonight that we've talked about and read about sheep. So I don't know if you've ever seen a sheep farm or been on a sheep farm. I have been on two sheep farms, very short, just for a day. And I know around Charlottetown there are sheep farms. They sell the wool and they also provide meat from the lambs. And a lot of people love the lamb meat. Well, the scriptures were written with the understanding of the people in the day that Jesus was with, and the people had lots of sheep. There's sheep everywhere. And sheep were important to people. So it was something they could relate to. And God wants to relate to people. He wants to relate to you so that when you hear something about Jesus, it goes into your mind and it affects you. And this is what Jesus, through the prophet Isaiah, he wrote, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've gone the wrong direction. And because of our sin, it separates us from God. God is holy. That means there's no sin in God. Isn't that amazing? No sin. Like when you think about your daily activity, you reflect and remember, excuse me, oh yeah, that I sinned. Like, it's so easy to lie. It's so easy to have a bad thought. It's so easy to be frustrated with somebody that cut you off. But God knows about our sin, doesn't he? And we're born into this world as sinners because of the fall in the Garden of Eden of Adam and Eve. So we're all born sinners. It doesn't matter what country or what race we are. We are all the same. We heard about that last night. It says, we're all like sheep that have gone astray. Sinfulness in our hearts. It just is like, it's something that grows and it gets bigger and it gets bigger. And it's like, how do you stop it? And it's like, wow, I am not able to stop the control of sin in my life. Except through what God has given through Jesus Christ. Are you interested in what Jesus Christ has done for you? Jesus Christ has displayed, that means he has shown his love for you and I in a way that is not comparable to anyone else. You know what he says? God showed his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. Jesus Christ died for us. God wants us to take the place of being a sinner. It's not a fancy title. It's not something that makes us feel good. But it is something that we have to come to an acknowledgement of that, yeah, I am a person that needs someone to save me, to rescue me. We read about a lost sheep. We read about this shepherd that the Lord Jesus gave this parable about, which is a earthly story, an illustration, so that we can grasp what Jesus wants us to know. It's not about just having head knowledge and about lots of information that just makes us, oh, I know about that, I know. No, it's about information to make us changed. So we need to see it from the perspective that God wants us to see. That means we need to see it in the eyes of understanding of what God wants us to know. That's what perspective means. The lost sheep. The Lord Jesus, He spoke about this so that the people that were listening, there were those that were called Pharisees. You know what they were like? They were like religious people. Well, they would go to the synagogue and they would dress up fancy. And when they prayed with being able to be heard and to be look intelligent. But in their heart, they were not right with God. And they were always pointing at Jesus and saying, we don't really like him. You know why they didn't like Jesus? He made them think about their sin. He made them think about where they were in their standing before God. And sometimes when the gospel is preached, it pricks into the conscience of people that it makes them say, I don't want to listen to that. But let me tell you, there is good news about God's salvation. There is good news about what Jesus has. But there is a very important matter that needs to be understood. We need to get to the point in our life where we value what God wants to give us. So I ask you tonight, do you value what God wants to give you in salvation, forgiveness of sins? Do you want to be right with God? Do you want to have the peace that he wants to give you? This lost sheep didn't know that maybe it was lost. But there was a lot of joy over that sheep when it comes home. I'm going to tell you a story a little bit to reflect, to think about being lost and to think about being saved. Because we are either lost, that's how we're born into this world, we're born lost and guilty before God. Or we are saved or we're found. And so my wife and I, we live in the Arctic. So in the Arctic, it's 3,000 miles north or kilometers north of here. And right now there's very little daylight. But I am on the search and rescue team. And this past October, there was a young lad, and for his protection, I'll call him Randy. Randy was a young boy about 14 years old. And he came to our house many times. He came for meals. He came for love. He came for security. He came for the teaching of the Word of God. Randy, one day, he was with the wrong group of people and he got into some crystal meth. Probably everybody here has heard of crystal meth. Fentanyl. Stuff that will destroy your brain and your life. And it's promoted as something that's fantastic. And his young body couldn't handle what he was given. And one day, after he received that, he went out of town. And he had an ambition to just go on a hike. And so when he left the community, it wasn't long, it was 2 days. It seems like a while. And you know, he was missed. And the parents came to our home saying, you know where Randy is? And we had to say no. We called the RCMP. The RCMP came. We set out our search and rescue team. We went all night. We went all day. We went all night. We went all day. We traveled 20 miles this way, 20 miles that way. We went in a team and we searched the area. And we could see where Randy was laying in the snow in October. We could see where he lost a shoe. You know, from that point, he went 30 miles through the tundra, through the rocks and caverns and through the hills and around where polar bears live. And polar bears are hungry. And we went for many days with boats, four-wheelers, hiking, looking for Randy. And Randy, we could see where he had one shoe on, one shoe off. One shoe on, one shoe off. And up through the mountains, 500 meters high, to see where he lay inside a cave. And he kept on going, and behind boulders, brought in search dogs, a dog, a drone. Randy, you know what his struggle was? For whatever reason, he did not want to be found. He did not want to be found. He was lost. And he did not want to be found. Maybe it was guilt. Maybe it was fear.
tonight, do you want to be found by God? Do you want to be able to have peace with God? Are you taking the matter of salvation serious for your own soul? Because the price has been paid. The price has been paid. What did the Lord Jesus say when he was on the cross? It is finished. You know what he said? It is finished. There's nothing left that we have to present ourselves for. We need to come as we are, as guilty, lost, and want to be found. Don't be like Randy that didn't want to be found. What happens to a lost person that's not found? They perish. They perish. And if a person perishes for all eternity, there will be no more opportunity to be right with God. Don't be like Randy. Allow the shepherd, the God of all eternity, to find you. Surrender. That means give up. Don't keep running away from God. Don't keep on choosing something that will distract you. Don't keep on going to something that is religious. Go to Jesus Christ with your sin and say, I am guilty before God and I need the salvation that you provide. You see, we're born in this world lost. But if we want to be found, we have to surrender and give up to God. It says in the Word of God, we read, strive to enter in at the straight gate. You know why it says that? There are so many things that take away our priorities in life. There's distractions that are legitimate. We'll say, we got to sleep, we got to eat, we got to go to work, we got to do different things. But Satan will continue to distract people like a lure fishing for a fish. And you cast that lure out there and you reel it in. And you, what happens to the fish? You pull it in. And that's what Satan is doing to people. He's distracting them. And then he puts a fake substitute or a fake lure in front of people, that they would grab onto something that will take them away from God. And we need to strive. We need to put an effort and a priority to finding Christ as our Savior. So how important is it to you tonight to be saved? Do you really want to be found? Do you want to have peace with God? Do you want your sins to be removed as far as the east is from the west? It says, and God says, and I will remember them no more. That's what's available for each person here tonight. And maybe in your soul tonight you're saying, yes, I want this. Yes, I want this. I want to be forgiven. I want to have peace with God. I want to have a home in heaven when I die. The good news is Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came into the world to seek and to save those who are lost. He didn't come into this world to save righteous people. You might find that strange. But he didn't. You know what's wrong with people that are righteous thinking, I go to church, I'm a good living person, I give to the community. They're dependent upon themselves and good works. And that's a deception. That's a trick from Satan. Jesus Christ came into the world to save lost people. He came into the world because he knew about you tonight. Your life, your eternity, came to save you. The price has been paid. And it's right there in front of you. How do you receive it? You receive it by saying, Jesus Christ died for me. Jesus Christ died for me. That's what it is. Because there needs to be a payment made for sin. And the only payment that God is satisfied with is the death of Jesus. His blood is perfect. His blood is cleansing. His blood can bring forgiveness. A church can't bring forgiveness. A person on the earth cannot bring forgiveness for sin. But it's found in the man Christ Jesus. He is the one who laid down his life because you are very important to him. And his love, he showed it for you by dying on the cross for your sin. We'll pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the gift of eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for those that are seeking you tonight, that they would put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We thank you for each one that is here. Take us home safely, we do ask. We thank you for your love for us. It's unchanging. We just thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.